Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Eggleseth.
We get to talk about music. We have a wonderful announcement. Great music coming to the St. Louis area and well, Missouri and Illinois, I believe, from Concordia University, Nebraska. Joining us today, Dr. Kurt von Kampen. He's professor of music, chair of the music department, and director of the a cappella choir at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. von Kampen, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me. What a long title that is.
And we only have a minute or two now to talk about. No, just kidding.
Let's wrap this up.
Tell us about the role of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. I know that music, church music, and music education have long been a part of the history of Concordia University, Nebraska. Tell us about where that fits in at Concordia.
I think when we talk about music, we're always trying to share with people what's actually distinctive about Concordia music. And I'm sure this applies to the other Concordias too, but when we compare with a lot of small private schools, we have the interest in making art at a high, high level, musical art, making it at a very high level, but our chief interest is using music as a vehicle to spread the gospel. And so while not every song is CPH complete with every aspect of theology, we do center our attention on the outreach and the mission of the groups to proclaim the message of Christ crucified, died, resurrected for our, to take away our sin. And, you know, we've recently been going through a lot of discussions with how the different departments and so forth align with Concordia's mission. And I think music, as much as any, you know, really lines up. And it's always been why we've been here. Nothing has changed. Directors change, students come and go, but the purpose of why we do it is that. So we want to be excellent. We want to prepare our students to have a precision-minded outlook, but understanding that that's not the ultimate goal. And we'll never reach it. But we still work hard to try to make.
Tell us about the different opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities on campus to participate in music, but what are some of the highlights of those opportunities for students to really be involved in music on campus?
Yeah, there are quite a few ensembles. And at Concordia, you know, we're not so big that you can only participate in one thing. So many of our students, music majors and non-majors, end up being in quite a number of ensembles. We have, you know, basically kind of two areas, instrumental and vocal. In the instrumental area, we have Wind Symphony, which is the premier elite band on campus, the touring group. And then there's an orchestra, and there's a second level band. There are handbell choirs, brass ensemble, percussion ensemble. There's a drum line. I don't have a list. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. And then on the choral side, there's the a cappella choir, which is the touring top audition choir. And then we have two audition choirs that kind of feed into the a cappella choir, and that's the male chorus and the women's chorus, also called cantamus. Those groups are audition. And then there's the lower or entry-level choir, which is called mixed chorus. And that group is, you know, for being the lowest level group, they're actually very good. We've got about close to 50 singers in that group, and they're good balance and everything. So, and then I don't know, the handbell choir is either, depending on the way you look at it, they're either instrumental or they're a choir. So they can share both sides. And then the group that's going to be on tour to your area is the University Chamber Choir, which was formed right when I got here. Because I talked to the president and I said, you know, the a cappella choir is great to take out. And on tours, we can do that once a year, but we really could use a group that was a little more mobile. And so I have chosen a group of 14 singers from the 72 voice a cappella choir. So they're in both. And they go out every February for another tour. And they're a lot more transportable because we can get in two vans, which is a lot cheaper than a coach bus and all that. So, yeah, so that's the group that we're going to be bringing to St. Louis area.
So tell us more about the University Chamber Choir and the music that they prepare and what it's like to be in University Chamber Choir. What is the work that they do?
Yeah, some you know, some have said, wow, is this the top choir then if you choose this group out of the most, you know, elite choir or whatever? And it's not really true that I put a cappella and chamber choir kind of at a same level, although a cappella is still considered the top choir at Concordia. But this group does a little more, I would say, music that is more specifically geared toward a smaller set of voices. There are some pieces that a cappella can do, and it's just fantastic, fills up a church, but you'd never want a choir 14 attempting that. So this group takes on, you know, a real chamber choir kind of, you know, the repertoire they do is stuff that is a little more designed for smaller ensembles. And sometimes this group performs without me doing much conducting. I might sometimes start them and step off to the side, and they look at each other and they move together, kind of like when you see a group like Voces 8 or the King Singers or something like that. We're not at that caliber, but I mean, when you watch how they perform, this group will do that too. So the repertoire, I think all of the conductors at Concordia see the choirs as also a music educational opportunity. So we want to give students a variety of musical styles. So generally, our concerts feature music that's representative of all historical eras, or many. And it is predominantly sacred, but every group also does some music, well, the band especially, but, you know, the choirs do some music that's based on, you know, poetry and other non-theological content songs. So, I don't know. I mean, we have music of Handel coming up in this concert. There's a piece for the coronation of the king from the 1700s, and then all the way up to music that was just written and published by my son, a piece called Laudate Dominum. And so there's really, you know, a wide variety of pieces. I also think this choir probably performs more arrangements, choral arrangements of very popular hymns, because we really want the music to be relatable too. So we always have a few songs that we sing and people go, what was that about? But generally, you know, I think people are really, we want them to feel something, you know, at the end of the concert. If they don't go away happy and wishing we had done more, I think we didn't do it right. So there's always something for people to kind of cling to. And then there's a few things that challenge them a little bit and just like, I didn't get that piece, but it is college. So you got to do a couple of those, right?
Yes, precisely. Tell us more about the upcoming tour, some of the things people can expect and the places, an overview. We'll put more information in the show notes so people don't have to be scribbling everything down while they're listening. Sure. But an overview of what this tour is going to look like for the choir and for people attending.
Yeah, this is the first year in probably 5 or 6 years that we've branched out beyond Nebraska. This February tour has traditionally kind of helped fill in the gaps with the Nebraska Lutheran churches, because when we go on tour with the band or the choir, typically the first day of tour, we're trying to get out of Dodge, you know, and we got to go a long way. And so, you know, all of a sudden our closest neighbors were kind of being abandoned. And so we said, well, let's have the chamber choir really focus on Nebraska churches. And so it's been that way for the last 4 or 5 years. And this year, because of some connections that I had and some invitations from folks, we decided, okay, this year we'll depart from that a little bit. So we actually have no Nebraska concerts on this one. Sorry about that, Husker fans. But we're heading out, first of all, on February 20th. We're heading south and we're going to perform at Trinity in Jefferson City. And then we start heading east across Missouri. We always sprinkle in some Lutheran high school chapel services or assemblies or something like that. And while those are open to the public, typically those aren't full concerts. So people don't maybe have a lot of interest in attending those. But we always make sure that we make connections with all the schools that we possibly can. And then we go to Perryville. And we have a Friday night concert in Perryville at 7 o'clock. And then all the way into Illinois, Trinity Edwardsville. We have a long relationship with those folks and looking forward to that. But that's a Saturday matinee concert. On Saturday the 22nd, we're going to do two concerts. The first one at Trinity Edwardsville at 1 o'clock. And then we head over to Zion in St. Charles, Zion Harvester, and we have a 6:30 performance there. And that was kind of the concert that led us in this direction, because Mark Telke has a concert series, I think, at Zion. And he has been asking me for years if we could come and be part of that series. And I'm like, man, it just has not worked, Mark. I said, I'm so sorry. I really want to get there. And he said, well, you know, we had the Concordia St. Paul choir there last year, and my son Paul conducts that choir now. So I thought, okay, it's getting competitive. So I got to show up. No, it's all in good fun. But so we'll be there, and then morning worship at Emmanuel in St. Charles, and then we start heading back west, and we'll be at Redeemer in, I think it's Olathe.
I believe so.
I think so.
Yeah. Pastor Kale there, and his daughter was in one of the first chamber choirs at Concordia a few decades ago. So we're excited to get there, and she said she'd be there to see us too. So we call it a weekend tour. It's a little bit longer than a weekend, but it should be action packed.
Very good. You mentioned Facebook being a place to follow that. That is facebook.com/Concordia Music, I believe. Mm-hmm. You can follow along and see where the tour is headed.
Also, it might be good to follow the University a Cappella Choir Facebook page.
Huh.
Because typically I post all itineraries on that page first, and then I share it to my own page, and then the music department shares it from the a cappella page. So it should be everywhere, but
everywhere on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent out a teaser a week or two ago, but it's time for me to send out the itinerary with a little more explicit detail. So I'll get that out probably today or tomorrow.
So the Concordia University, Nebraska Chamber Choir coming to Missouri and Illinois and Kansas as well, February 20th through the 23rd. Find out more checking out Facebook for Concordia Music and the a cappella choir as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Von Kampen, for sharing this great story with us. Looking forward to having you here in the St. Louis area and enjoying music of the great chamber choir from Concordia University, Nebraska.
Well, I will be taking attendance and looking for both of you at that concert. So
thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.